12-year-old Rachel Pryor finished last Sunday's Cleveland Triathlon in 1 hour, 4 minutes, and 14 seconds. Impressed? I'm just getting started. Rachel inspired 22 of her friends to join her. Her team raised nearly $5,000 for cerebral palsy research, and Rachel completed the 200-meter swim, 6-mile bike ride, and 2-kilometer run while pushing and pulling her best friend, Ethan. Rachel Pryor joins me now. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Ethan Fairhurst has cerebral palsy, and he's autistic. He's in a wheelchair, he's nonverbal, and his mom told the Cleveland Plain Dealer that she wasn't sure her son would ever have any friends. So how did you and Ethan get to be such close friends?
We were in our class together in second grade for the first time, and our brothers were friends and played baseball together.
And you, what? Thought, gee, this guy looks like he could use a friend?
Yeah, he really didn't have anybody, so I went over and talked to his mom.
Through getting to know Ethan, you learned an awful lot about cerebral palsy as well. What do you think others should know about Ethan and people like him who have this particular disability?
I think they're, like, not that different, even though they can't, like, talk sometimes and they can't do a lot of things. They're still just like us, and they understand what we're saying.
You've been pushing Ethan in road races for a while now, as I understand it, always raising money for cerebral palsy research. But what did his parents say when you decided, hey, this time we're going to take him out on a raft in Lake Erie for the triathlon?
They just said, if we can figure it out, we can do it, so.
Your mom said that she wasn't sure you'd want to go through with that triathlon after you found out how much training would be necessary. How much did you train, and did you ever find yourself thinking, whoa, this really is too much?
Not really. I mean, I did maybe the first time. But then it got easier, and we would swim almost every Wednesday or Thursday, and bike every Sunday, and run after that.
22 other kids completed this race with you as part of Team Ethan. Was it hard to convince those other kids to participate?
Not really. I just told them I was doing a triathlon with Ethan, and most of them knew Ethan, and they just said, okay, I'll do it with you.
You got some great friends. Who do you think enjoys these races more, you or Ethan?
I don't know. He really likes to go fast. So when he was, like, he used to sleep during the bike and the run, but then he started to understand what was happening, and he sat there and made music with his little toys that he has, and he cheered us on.
And he cheered you on. That's terrific. Well, Rachel, I've talked to a lot of all-stars and a lot of Hall of Famers and a lot of people who've won World Series rings and everything else, but I'm not sure I've ever talked to anybody who's so much of a champion as you are. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Only a Game listener, John Reedy, introduced us to Rachel Pryor and her friend Ethan. If you spot an inspirational sports story in your neck of the woods, share it with us on Facebook or Twitter at Only a Game NPR, or send us an email at oag@wbur.org.